Good evening, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Kerry is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. Our number here is 1-877-876-5227 in the U.S. In Canada and the U.S., it's 1-888-815-9753. And to call from anywhere else, you would have to call the direct line, which is 530-876-3222. And we welcome all your calls. And if you're just on the website, BBS Radio website, we're on Station 1. Hi, Kerry. Good evening.
Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to be here on our first show.
Yes,
on BBS.
It's wonderful to be here on BBS.
Yeah, and I'd like to give a big welcome to all our listeners on BBS Talk Radio. It's great to be with you. And before we start, I'd like to tell folks about the format of our program. First, I'll go into some of the up-and-coming events that you have, and then we'll introduce ourselves to our audience, and you can also explain what to expect in a reading. Then we'll go right to the calls.
Absolutely.
How's that? Okay. So, first and foremost, about up-and-coming events, I always want to go to Kerry's website, which is kerryoconnor.com, for all the information, and please sign up for her free newsletter and get on the email list, because once you're on the email list, you'll get all the automatic updates by email of up-and-coming events. Speaking of that, Kerry has a Lightstream Live event that's really her signature event that's coming up on Friday, October 17th at the Enlightened Professional Center in Bloomfield, Connecticut. A Lightstream Live event takes place in a gallery-style setting. It's fun, inspirational, and actually it's riveting, as Kerry intuitively reads the audience members, all the while being guided by the spirit world. It's really a fascinating thing. I've been to them. They're absolutely fabulous. And what else shall we talk about, Kerry? We have other radio shows that we want to let everybody else know that we are on. Monday evenings, we are on Contact Talk Radio, which is contacttalkradio.com, from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on WBLQ.net Monday mornings, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern, Kerry is on World Pooja on her show Empowerment with Kerry O'Connor. That's worldpooja.org. And on Thursday evenings, 10 p.m., we are on SedonaTalkRadio.com. So we'd love for you to join us there as well as here at BBS Talk Radio. All great places to be.
And we have Dr. Pat, too, on Monday.
Oh, we're still doing Dr. Pat show. Okay, I wanted to confirm that one. Dr. Pat, that's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, so that's kind of like a midday one. Mm-hmm. The Dr. Pat show that Kerry hosts one of those hours, and it's the 2 o'clock Eastern Time that Kerry hosts the Dr. Pat show. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that, because I knew you were up for our contracts. I didn't know if
right.
that had
right.
continued on.
So going into the reading, so part of us, we just want to let you know that if you can't get in tonight, that we have many opportunities. It's almost every single day of the week we are on, except for Fridays and Sunday and over the weekend. And I do encourage you, we both encourage you to sign up for the newsletters, because we do a lot of free teleclasses and teleclasses. And I know quick one, and David doesn't even know about this because I just downloaded this morning, as far as I'm going to be doing a two-hour teleclass probably in the first week of November, and it's called What the Bleep Happened with the Secret, or something along those lines. What the Bleep is, why the Bleep Isn't the Secret Working. And so part of this is kind of a play on words with a secret, and what the bleep do we know anyhow, and especially if you haven't heard about The Secret, it's all about a movie about the law of attraction. It was a big buzz. Even Oprah had the people on. And so what I wanted to talk about on that class is if The Secret isn't working for you in some aspects of your life. So let's say, that relationship, that job, something isn't going on in your life, I really want to get into what can be happening with your energy field of why it isn't happening, because one thing that is the truth is the spiritual laws, and the law of attraction is one of the truths. And so the truths don't change as far as the ancient truths, and so this is not my truth, this is a truth. And so the law of attraction is absolutely one of those. And so And so I really would like to educate people as far as if things aren't happening, what you can do to live a more empowered life and to make and to shift the energy, because it's absolutely empowering, miraculous time. And actually, speaking of that, I do want to talk about the readings very quickly before we go to lines, just for those people that are new to hearing us and those people that are familiar with us. I thank you for your patience as we just quickly review what I could be saying during a reading. I like to remind people that when I say a father and your father still alive, please do not think your father is dying. That means father, father-in-law. It doesn't have to be a traditional marriage. So a committed relationship would, if somebody could be a look like a father to me, as far as, and when I say in spirit or crossed over, that means that they're on the other side. Also, I like to remind people that I also read live people. That people that come in very much alive and we're reading their energy field is how it's affecting you right now. Also, as far as a name, if I hear a name, it could, and a connection, if it doesn't make sense, write it down, because they do go, they can go to middle names, and also they could be calling out to live people too. And when I say in your circle, our circle includes our family and our friends, and a lot of times it kind of amazes me when people are amazed that that a grandfather could talk about our best friend Kathy, when we think, oh, it's just our best friend. Well, it's family, and so our family can be our friends too. It's our inner circle, is the people we work with. Our own inner circle is family to the people on the other side. Also, if I'd say that they're handing you a number, a smell, or a bird, that's the way they like to connect with us, because a lot of times we kind of get in our own heads and we miss a lot of the signs. So numbers, smells, and birds are a way for them to connect to us. And so if I, again, that's, I will say that they're handing you that number, smell, or bird. And so it's a way to connect with them afterwards, and they like to do that. And so pay attention to that afterwards. And if they're talking to about to pointing to a certain part of your body, please don't go to the awful awful and think they're pointing to a tumor. They could be talking about you need more vitamin D3, or that your adrenals could be going down, and so it's meaning you need more rest. And so don't have your head go to the awful awfuls. We also do ask that you keep the if you do know, have a direct question, one question, and because we want to get to as many people as possible. And if you do know chakras, you can say that word just because I will use the word. You don't have to know chakras or the energy center to enter energy centers to get a reading. I just either use the word or don't use the word. And is there any other part of my little spiel that I give, David?
Well, you know, one thing that I wanted to say was I think it's also important to give some feedback. Carrie will ask a question, like, such as, is father in spirit? And it could be father-in-law, that sort of thing. Is to respond, because it actually helps you get more information that way.
Right.
So I just wanted to throw that one out there. And if there's anything that you do not understand, please say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know what a chakra is, or, you know, that sort of thing. One thing that I like to say about the readings that's so great is that you tend to just use plain old English. One thing is you might want to explain a little bit more, if you can, about the numbers that people see. When you see 111, 222, 333, 1010, whatever.
Okay.
That sort of thing. And is it just to let folks know that, okay, Grandpa's with me, or does that actually signify something? Is a 1010 different from an 1111 versus a 666 or something
right.
like that?
Okay, that's a very good point. They could hand numbers that when it depends on how I see them handing the person a number. If I see a person in a symbolic shower, so imagine them standing there and getting showered with the number 5, I know that that's my symbol that the 5th or the May of the month, the 5th month or the 5th can have significance as far as birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over, and the month of May, But when I see somebody in the shower, that's my sign of that they're going through a lot of change. That's my symbol of signal, a sign from the spirits to go to the numerological value of it too. So, but if I hear it, see them handing it to them, it's like a, again, a way for them to connect to them. And again, it can mean that May is a birthday, an anniversary, or when somebody crosses over and they're giving a message through 555 numerologically means changes, and they're going through a lot of change and they're supporting you with change. Also, when I say to you, they're handing you master numbers like 1010, 1111, 1212. You'll see them on the clock. You'll see them on, actually, I looked at the time we first started. It was 1010. I thought it was perfect as far as the master numbers. And so, when I see them handing you master numbers, it's again identification, but also they're, recognizing, giving you a message of mastery. So think of, like the Olympics, you go for the gold, and so, or the silver medal, and so when they're handing you master numbers, they're encouraging you that they're acknowledging that you just had a big achievement and you're entering mastery, and also that means changing generational patterns, and so they're cheering you, so they're absolutely supporting you, and that you have, again, it's a sense of mastery or achievement. You've done it, come full circle, and so that there's a lot of support over there. And also, I do like to remind people, too, when somebody says that they have an addiction, please listen to them because they know what they're talking over there. And a lot of times addictions, or when somebody says that they want to have accountability for their own life or that they were not as warm as they could have been, or Daisy, is that they have regrets. Sometimes people say, oh, my father, he was a good, okay, a nice guy. I don't know why he has any regrets. They did their life review. They know what they're talking about. And so they are having accountability and responsibility for saying, you know what, in my life review, I saw where I could have said, you know, a few more attaboys. They could have had more balance where they worked too much and they didn't do a lot of family time. So it's part of their journey as far as acknowledging that and taking responsibility. And so I do want to remind people that, and if they come in and again say that they are coming from addictions, a lot of times people don't want to look at addiction or addictive behavior, but remember that addictions can be that a long line of alcoholism that turns into workaholism. And I see that one of the biggest addictions that we have around the world is what I call the coulda, shoulda, woulda addiction. So we get caught in our mental mind and we go, I see it literally as gerbil rides going around and around and around. And so that literally causes neural pathways in the brain that it looks like an addiction. And so it's not, it is an addiction. So we get caught in the mental mind that freezes us. I could do this. Should I do this? Should I not do this? And so, and so it literally keeps our spirit up in the mental bodies instead of totally having balance and going down to the other bodies. So, and it's an addiction. And so an addiction does not have to necessarily mean they can acknowledge. When I see them pointing to bottles in the background, that means that I come from alcoholism. And so it's all about empowerment. So I personally come from alcoholism on both sides of my family. And so part of my job as far as the breaking generational patterns, one was to, I had a choice. Do I want to continue a pattern of alcoholism, or do I have a pattern as far as picking up some other addiction that could even be watching TV, eating, smoking, all of the too much sweets, candy, all of that kind of stuff. And also addictive to bad news junkies. You know, some people are the negative Nellies, and so they could really get addicted to that because they get a charge, or addicted to the drama and trauma. All of that's about when they go over the other side, they see where, how much it pulled their energy off of not living in the present to co-create a life that is much more empowering. So when they go over that, it's their honor, it's their pleasure, it's part of their job, but not job as tenants, job as in that we're all in this together as far as making this huge evolutionary leap. And so they are just in a different dimension as far as it's like that veil that separates us is getting thinner and thinner. So they're still much, very much alive. And remember, the first law of thermodynamics is that energy was never created nor can it be destroyed. So we already have established that we're energy beings, and so that's why we talk a lot on our shows about energy maintenance. And also a first clue as far as why the belief isn't things working in my life show is that we talk over and over about, are you doing energy maintenance? And it's not avoiding the question, guys. It is like, if you want something happening in your life or something is not happening in your life, the answer always goes back to your energy field. And it's not to take the big old whip out and whip yourself. This is about looking at it on an expanded posture. It's like an eagle looking down at something for us to say, aha, I didn't see that. Or we all come in here with themes, every single one of us. And so it's like identifying our themes for us to transmute them. And so it's like we have to identify them before we can even work on transmuting them. And so it's all about empowerment messages for empowerment and also cellular healing. I did, and I do past lives. And what is interesting is we just did this whole TV show in Connecticut. It was quite the big deal. Better Connecticut's very popular, and they wanted me on for the past life aspect. And so what I like to remind people, and I know, David, we're both doing this, is that past lives, we're stepping out of the linear time, so our past lives are much more like parallel lives. And so what I like to remind people of is that past life has themes, and we carry on those themes into this life. So it's so important to get to the themes, and so when we could have profound healing. Like this one woman that I read on the show, she... her father died, he committed suicide, and she really was having trouble in all aspects, including getting agoraphobic and shit. So she had a phobia about frogs, which kind of sounds kind of different or odd. That's why they pulled it on the TV, because the kind of the oddness of it all. But it really went back to, as far as the energy of the dad going in, and she lost the sense of smell. So when he died, it was such an abrupt split that was in her energy field at 3 years old that had the theme of them, her going through extreme times. But she also, as soon as we identified that, she was didn't smell for a year and a half, and now she's smelling. And so she had a profound, miraculous healing. And so that's what this is what we're all about. This is where we're stepping into, to step into our empowerment. And as we do this, the healings absolutely do occur. And every time you do a reading, I do a reading, it's a healing. It cannot not be, because our intention is to bring in that high light and love energy that transmutes any kind of block.
Yeah. You know, I just want to say, if you want to get a look at Carrie, you can go to the Better Connecticut website. This is a great website, and the great show that Carrie just got done doing live. So you can get to see her in action. It's absolutely fabulous. And like you say, Carrie, it's all about the healing. It's so much more than just, you know, making contact with the other side. It's really quite profound. And folks here at BBS are going to get to know us, and they'll find that out. It's really, really profound, really, really fun. And Carrie, are you ready to go to the lines now?
Absolutely.
Fabulous. Okay, we have a caller, I believe.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, congratulations on your new venue there, and I'm honored to talk to the both of you. This is Brenda in Los Angeles.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Hey, Carrie, I think I went through the awful, awful period, and on a physical level and emotional level and all that, marathoned my energy exercises, which probably got me to the point I'm at now. And I feel like I have a new beginning, a new opening. I feel like I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. It's one of the first times I'm calling where I have, like, more of a clarity. But I also kind of have a now what.
Now what, Brenda, is wonderful, because now what, we can create life. Now what is that we can, our energy, when we're free from the past that holds us back and or still has an electromagnetic charge that can, again, pull us down, pull us back, or pull us into the feeling heavy or into the drama or separation, then we allows us to go, what I'm seeing your energy field is getting, like, used to feeling, wow, there's a stillness, but there's a spin. So you're getting, you're hearing your spin. You're getting, think of totally embracing your holographic heart signature. And so that totally, so that's our unique signature. And so when we do that, that's raising our vibration. Think of it symbolically from 1,000 watts to a 10,000-watt light bulb. And so we are now what, every single second of, as you are breathing, living, you are putting out your heart's desires. The clearer we are, your heart signature out. Your heart signature knows everything. And that's the thing that I'm going to be talking about in depth as far as what the Bleep show, because our holographic heart signatures, when people say, I don't know what I want to do, it's all encoded in our heart. And so the biggest thing is clearing out past pain of the heart, heart aches, any kind of blocks that have to do with the heart energy. And so it's allowed to, again, think of it as on stage, and then it goes out to the universal field and electromagnetically starts pulling in people, situations that support that heart energy. So think of that this is a part time of you to really celebrate that part. And the more you can stand in the present, the surrounding circumstances around you don't pull you in, don't pull you down. So it's really, now it's, I keep on seeing your heart literally on a stage. And so the now what is like, what do you want to, what's your passion? And so follow your passion and start really going into, there's not a right or wrong, there's a not a this or that. This is about following what makes you light and feel lighter, what makes you happy, following that direction and knowing and not even doubting, not going into the mental gerbil ride as far as what will happen then, will this happen, will I get supply, will I get money, will I get this. All of that keeps your energy up in the mental body. And so being able to stay and go into the physical body, and I see that you've really entered into the you're embodying the physical body more, and this is what this whole month of September is about, is I see it as, think of it symbolically, pouring our essence into the physical body. Where a lot of people were thrown is when they were got hit with what seemed with residual energies of a theme, and they think, good God, I've been working on this for 20, 30 years, 15, 10, or even if a year ago. It all, time does not matter in that aspect as far as our acceleration. So the now what goes back to, as far as, think of a huge Rolodex outside of your, in front of your heart. And so that Rolodex is spinning and spinning, and our heart energy spins it. And so then it'll pause and it'll pull out what looks symbolically to me like this great big, huge, piece of paper that then you start drawing, or your heart impression goes and does puts your impression onto the picture. So there's an instant picture of your heart's desire that goes out to the universal field, and then it starts bringing in the circumstances to create the life that we want. It's all, the key is passion, and our passion. So what do you want to do now? What do you want to create?
Well, the biggest difference I noticed, Carrie, is panic is gone. Which was huge for me, and I mean, I physically, until really recently, like yesterday and today, couldn't even get out of bed and have gone through all this different physical stuff, and now I feel like a clarity, and I feel like, well, I need to make money, but it's not coming from a panic place, it's more of a trusting place, and then want to trust that I trust, if that makes sense. And I'm like, okay.
You know what, Brenda, I really want to jump in here, because this is huge. It's the biggest issue that I see people are going through, and even if it's very subconscious, I see a lot of people do not trust the process of life. It is like we have generations of having the mother, father, God pull the rug out underneath us, and so that place of trusting, allowing, and surrendering is huge. That's where I see the arms open wide and the neck back in our legs standing in that V posture, as far as being connected with 2 feet apart, totally getting connected to the earth's energy. And that posture is totally victorious, and that's total, trusting is the final stage of surrender. Surrender is not giving up. That's the most empowered posture that we could be in. Because it literally means an entering in. Think of your heart symbolically having a hand come out of it and shaking hands with spirit, with a co-creative relationship with the Godheads, with our creative part, with a part of our higher self, which we consider way up in the hills. This is when we start doing that posture, there's a whole, it's a whole new ball game. So right now, especially because you're saying that you just are experiencing this just as early as yesterday, I would say to you, take in the next couple of days as far as enjoying seeing your body from the inside out, enjoying seeing the mastery, enjoying the unification of your right and male left side, and really get into your heart energy and walk, go down there, visualize, walk in into all of the chambers and see what it looks like from the inside out. Go to every single organ from the inside out. Feel that love. Feel the love of your liver, the love of our colon, the love of our bowels. How about that? And so feel the your energy from the inside out, and it's going to further have you stay in that empowered place. And then when it comes over the weekend, really start zoning in as far as what it's what as you do that, the what next is going to come up to you as far as what do I want to do with this creative energy, because as a piece of creator, we always want to create, and everyone's, and there's not a right or wrong. It's what do we want to create, and that's, and all of that is unique to each and every single one of us. The biggest thing is what you did. You got into the body and you cleared it out, and now it's hearing your own heart signature and realizing and remembering you're whole the whole time. Every single one of us are whole. We lack nothing, and so lack is part of the third dimensional reality, and lack is not part of the wholeness. And so really taking that down to your bones is huge. So take this weekend to rock and to really nurture that self. Have a great big coming home party for yourself, coming full circle, because as we enter into the month of October, I see it as the ones, new beginnings with the power of zero, meaning 10, so it's like really new beginnings here. And that's where miraculous things are happening. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And will the website have the information on your...
Yes, absolutely.
With the bleep
yep.
deal?
Yep, absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carrie and David.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the both of you.
You're
okay,
welcome,
thank
Brenda.
You. I appreciate you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, keep up the good work. Good to hear that. And, Carrie, before we go back to the lines, it's interesting, isn't it? All the people going, feeling that those physical shifts that are so big.
Absolutely.
Going right now. And a lot of people in my family have been going through it, and I certainly have, too. And I believe we have another caller on the line waiting for us, Carrie.
All righty.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air. You're on the air with Carrie and David.
Until they do, Carrie. You know, one of the things is, as soon as you get on, just start. Just say that you're on with us. But, yesterday was the equinox.
Yes.
And that, I think, was part of the thing that people feel a little bit ahead of time. And... a little bit after as well,
mm-hmm.
that was going on, but it's the energies just in particular. It's really quite extraordinary.
Absolutely. And also the energies of September is what I keep on talking. I said this several times. I've ripped up my newsletter, I think, 7 or 8 times, and finally I'm at the point of finishing it, because everything, so many things were happening at once. It was like, I'll talk about this. And so it's, we're really, this September in particular are all about, nines are about closure, nines are about really forgiveness, and it's really forgiving ourselves and forgiving people that we feel have, that we have, you know, are holding in an energy of that we need to forgive, and also working on us asking for forgiveness. We're in another direction of space and time that we could ask for forgiveness, because that's a part of the balancing part and of our energy field, and also going back to the unconditional love place and really understanding what I see that we're at the brink of understanding how to hold love, unconditional love, in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, and we have not done this for eons, and especially in the physical body, and that's that holographic soul signature. If anybody's on the line, please feel free to just speak up.
Yeah, as soon as they, we have a caller online. I think we have a caller right now. Hi, you're on the air with Carrie and Dave.
It sounds like they're far away.
Hello? Oh, yeah, there you are. Hi, how are you?
Okay, my name is Frank. I'm in California.
Okay,
hi, Frank. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm just calling, and anyway, I wanted to see there's a case which is going on.
Honey, I can't really
hear
you.
Okay, you just want to know what's going on in general?
Yes,
Frank.
Hello?
Yeah, Frank.
Okay, basically, I was in court the 17th.
Okay.
And... it was continued till the 15th of October, and my attorney's name is Celio, and I'd like to know if this is going to settle or it's going to go all the way.
Okay. Actually, Frank, I'm seeing your paternal grandfather's in spirit, correct? And also, is there another Frank in spirit, too?
Yes, that's my father.
Okay, and also, and he's talking about the other Frank, too. So what you're, it's, and actually it's interesting, Frank, because your father and the grandfathers are handing you a quarter, and when I see a quarter, flip it into the air. I want to recognize the name George, too. And so think of the men are coming in and clearing out the whole right side of your energy field. So the right side is about the male energy, but also in our male connections to our male lineage, but it's also about the right now, right time thing. It's like the happening right now, as far as that, and the left side is where I read as far as the past. And so what the dad is saying is he throws you a quarter right up into your heart, and it's like up in the air as I read the energy right now. But then he said, it's up to you, is what he said. Up to you, up to you. So it's like he's showing me, especially when it comes into before the time of going back to court, that there is an energy where there's like a settlement where you're able to mediate out. And he's really, I can't emphasize how much he's throwing the quarter up to the air. So if you're feeling like you don't have where things are not up to you, Frank, because he's like, look at it a different way, because it's you want to take a different look at it, because it is up to you, and I'm feeling that and he wants to remind you of that and bring in that strength and their energy into it. And it's interesting because he puts that quarter right into your heart, and so I'm seeing that it reaches without having to go to court. Reaches settlement without having to go to court. Up to you. Because so that goes back to Frank co-creating and really stepping into being very clear as far as what you could do to, especially as we get into the month of September, tying up any loose ends as far as with this, and really settling into how you want just to have this settle out as far as, but looking at it as the observer as far as bringing up any kind of worst nightmares energy, any kind of thing that has to do with the fear part, because I'm seeing that it could avoid before court, but it looks like it goes right to 1.5 weeks to 1.5 days. But I would encourage you to, as we are becoming co-creators and directors of our energy, we could have it turn around before it gets into clearing it up before the next 1.5 weeks.
Okay, because I was getting ready to hire either this gentleman named Matthew or this other lady named Diane.
Okay. Because, Frank, because you didn't like what they were saying?
No. Basically, just to, go on a different route on this lawsuit.
Okay.
I was really going to just pile it on them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where he's throwing the quarter into it, like, up to you, you know what I mean? So that's where, and so going back into as far as, like, there's no right and wrong with this. It's up to you. He throws the quarter into your heart's desires. That's where I was seeing as far as taking a look at this, Frank, as far as, like, as an observer, looking at the big picture as far as how much it costs to get the other lawyers. Would it be, is it absolutely going to be getting me more money? Am I going to be spending money to possibly make the same amount or getting $5,000 more? But then I go into how much time is my, is it worth my cellular tissue as far as getting involved with all of the, with the court going back and forth? And if you feel in your heart that it absolutely is, that's where it's like the up to you part is where he.
Hey, Terry, I think I'm losing you. Okay, we might be having some technical difficulties there. And we're back live on the Carrie O'Connor Show. We have a bit of a technical difficulty. Terry, we faded out.
The energy of the phones are just amazing. So I just really,
Frank has left.
So what it goes into as far as just with finishing up with Frank, it's just, do we have other calls on the line?
I believe we do.
Okay,
but
right.
Let's just finish up with Frank.
This
is an important thing on how people create.
Exactly. So what the father, it was not, he was really going into, when it comes to the heart of matters, it goes back into when we're stepping into co-creating, right? What the dad was really encouraging as far as saying, yes, he absolutely, a quarter up in the air, said, go ahead, you could go do that. You could absolutely hire the people if that's what you choose and want to do. But also weighing out, and it goes, because I saw the quarter really going to the right side of the heart, and And so the right side is the right now, and if it's the heart of matters, but it was all on the right side. It wasn't smack in the middle as far as bringing balance. So that's where the dads are saying, look at this from an ego's point of view. And also I saw a quick glimpse of my ex-husband. And so a lot of the lawyers were firing me up because I was divorcing not only a man but a corporation who was connected to a corporation. And so this one lawyer was saying, that I should really go after them, and so that it would have cost me like $60,000 worth of lawyer fees to get $70,000, and so months and months of time and energy, and so and or possibly $80,000, but again $60,000+ of so what I had to do is step back, look at the big picture, and was it in my heart's desires, but in my heart's interest and in the interest of my cellular tissue, and so. It goes back to the fathers are saying there's no right or wrong, and going back into the putting the quarter into Frank's heart is like if he feels strongly in his heart that it's absolutely in his interest, because I also know it's time is that there's karmic closure at times, and so as far as that we are to do that to and even though it's not about the money, it's more about the karmic closure. So that's
right.
Where over the next again, week and a half, day and a half, spending this time to really look at it because I see that it could come to mediation, and also really hearing all different sides, but going back into as far as what is my heart? What is my heart saying? And it's not about the money. It's like seeing the bigger picture here.
Righto. Yeah, like I said, those are big questions when these sorts of events are coming up, and we get to have a determining voice in that with what we put out there to the universe. And so good luck, Frank, with the court cases. Don't want to put the energy, but they could be tricky. Anyway, next we will welcome Pam to the show. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. I just have a question for Carrie. Carrie, I've been looking for some guidance on whether or not to move on from a relationship that I'd hoped for, or just be patient and wait. And I've been asking for some guidance
Okay, Pam. I feel like okay. All right, Pam. Your maternal grandmother is bringing in your great grandmother, and I know you didn't meet your great grandmother, but she comes in as a guide for you. And I'm looking at maternal, and also I'm seeing a paternal grandmother, and she shows, and I believe it's a great grandmother too, and she shows me an accent or far away, and so like my grandmother had this little tiny accent, and her mom was from Canada, and so you could tell my grandmother had this like kind of like a Bostonian Canadian kind of deal, and so the biggest thing is when I see them pointing to the mouth, it's not only about the accent, it's about when I see them pointing twice, it means it's a part of. Of like being having bitterness, of having feeling like life, like the life is a struggle. Life gives us hardship, and it's like a sense of struggle and sacrifice. And so, and that's all on the left side. And so, so think of that. What you're stepping away from a lineage of where, kind of like why do good people bad things happen to good people? Why do like the big whys? And so, what I'm seeing as far as with your energy, as far as in the with the heart's desires, when it goes into the, when I'm looking at your heart energy, is imagine infinity eight on the left side. It's the left side, the infinity eight is a sideways eight. The left side is all ballooned out and the right side is very small. So that means to me that you're pulling back the right energy. So that's the male energy. And so this goes back into what we're putting energy into your heart is to imagine that infinity eight really big. So it ends up being sideways eights where it looks like you're in the middle. So it looks like literally like you have angel wings. So we keep on putting the infinity eight sideways eights around your heart. And if you were to draw a stick figure and even say, I intend that this is me, Pam, and have your heart energy, and again, draw sideways eights and get bigger and bigger and bigger, you would see yourself with wings and also balanced. And as you are expanding that energy out 12 feet by 12 feet on either side, it's really helping you balance out that right side of the energy field, because again, I'm seeing it contracted. And also, I saw the grandmothers when you first we're talking about the relationship, even before you said relationship, I saw a bunch of, like, it looked like pioneers, and I heard moving on, and I saw people going on out to the west, and so this is very karmic. It looked like a past life, okay, very much a past life. I heard the horses, and I also heard that you guys had a lifetime going out west, discovering the west, so think of the excitement of the new beginnings, pioneering, going, understanding what's going out there. Let's go for gold. And so there's like a real excitement in that energy. But also when the people went out there, remember that there was a lot of hardship because they didn't know what they were facing. And so I'm seeing that hardship goes into heartship. And so anything that goes back into when to enter into partnership, we really must be to divine partnership, must hold that unified divine partnership within our own energy field. And so that's what the ladies are coming in to help you, like, pull out that angel wing on your right side. And so as you do this, I'm seeing that the relationship naturally falls. You're going up to the fourth and fifth elevator, and so if the person doesn't come up to the out of the third elevator into that fourth, think of the fifth elevator. It gives you joy, peace, happiness. It's not a struggle. It's like we're stepping away from eons and eons and eons, and Pam, this is all of us. We're getting out of this energy of you complete me into you compliment me, and that's what our heart thrives for. That's what our heart wants to dance with, is a complementary energy, not a for generations and generations, and I'm talking about thousands and thousands of years, it's a you complete me. So that's saying in our subconscious that we come in here incomplete or not whole, and that is not our truth or our birthright. And so I'm seeing that there's a part of as you work with this and as you work with that right side of the energy, it's going to be crystal clear that your energy is flying up to the fifth elevator. So that's joy, peace, happiness, and surrounding yourself with that. And so then it's an invitation. Come on, meet me to the fifth elevator. But I'm making a promise to myself that I'm not going down to that third elevator anymore because it feels it confirms separation, it confirms suffering, it confirms like a feeling of heaviness, and it feels just too darn good being up in this fifth elevator, and it attracts other fifth light energy to you. And so can people have an epiphany? I believe we're all going up to fifth elevator, but do we wait for anybody, or we're waiting on ourselves is what we're doing. So picture, what is it, like, am I not, where? We're looking at the family lineage on the right side, looking at dad's energy, going back on his lineage where it had to do with sacrifice and feeling like we have to sacrifice because this is like part of life lesson, and it's bringing the energy back to your heart. So it will become crystal clear as far as if he's going up there or not, but you're going to be happy anyway because the fifth dimensional energies make us very happy.
Okay, thank you.
Did you get that, Pam?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah, and have a great night. And, you know, Carrie, I think maybe for people who are new to us, you could expound a little bit before we go back to our callers on the, when you talk about fourth and fifth elevators.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. This is what the fourth, think of the third elevator. I like to keep things very simple. So we could be talking about dimensional energies. There's the fifth dimensional energies coming
correct.
Down. And then the third dimension is the 3D reality. And so the 3D is separation. It's the veil that separates us from the angel having a human moment. So our analogies, we like to keep it very simple because it doesn't have to be hard. And so the truths, again, are the truths. And so what we're doing is we're stepping out of and being encouraged to step out of any third elevator,
mm-hmm.
meaning separation, meaning our shadow, and we all have the shadow child. We all have the wounded child. So realizing, okay, where is my, what is my theme of my wounded child? So we can rebirth that child and rebirth that child into remembering that it's whole, that it has holiness. And so that's where we're going into, we're stepping into the energy of the divine complement relationships. We've been setting the grids for this for the last 2 years. And so this is where we're putting it down into our physical body so we could hold it up again through the spiritual body, through the mental body, and now it's going through the emotional body and the physical body. So that's the partnership as far as complete complement versus complete me. And the fifth, the elevators, I even call it like the three levels of the house. You can think the third level is the basement. So we all have the basement, and so it's not a judgment thing. And then what I saw since the last couple of months is that that fourth at level, the house of union and communion, so that's where your living room is, it's your dining room, in that fifth elevator, or the bedroom would be where, I mean, the fifth, of a three-story house would be where you have your bedrooms. And so think of that we're being called to not go to sleep upstairs. We're seeing, we're going up to the top floor to see the whole view, the big view, as we have these human-to-human experience and remembering that we're angel-to-angel experiences in human bodies and understanding that we all have a basement and a cellar, and so it's putting the light on that the downstairs. So the light shows us when the wounded child could be in the driver's seat, and again, healing the wounded child so the wounded child is not in the driver's seat. Can you imagine a 1-year-old to an 8-year-old driving a car? We'd be jumping up out of the way. So as we are doing that, that describes the elevators, and that is just really encouraging us to step into that. Going on up the elevators is having us. There's more joy. There's more happiness. Literally, it's like we're remembering who we are. We are remembering, rewiring, reconnecting,
right.
And remembering that we all are that piece of God, that I am, and so, and all of it is uniquely different as far as our contribution. So the more that we hold that from the inside out, and this is where the this year in particular, as far as 208, and this is what we're learning over the next 3 years, guys, is how much we're taking this into our energy field, into our physical body, into our, down to our subatomic part of our bodies, and especially the physical body, of what it is like to hold that God essence inside of us. And if we look outside for anything, going down from lawsuits to partnership to job careers, and we start on the outside, it's going to we're going to come up with, feeling disappointed because we're looking in the wrong direction.
Right.
We got to everything starts on the inside.
You got it. Well said, Terry. Hey, Terry, and folks, we still have about 10 minutes left to our program, and we are going to go to Anne. She's next up on the lines. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thanks very much. It's great to talk to you and listen to you tonight. And I just had a question too about some of the similar things. I've been feeling very stuck and trying to be positive and feel like I'm retrograding back.
Okay. Actually, it's interesting you even said retrograding because Mercury is going into retrograde tomorrow, and so and for the next couple of 3 weeks or so, and so that's for everybody. Mercury is the planet of communication. So when Mercury goes in retrograde, that means going backwards. That means communication could be you want to check communication and the direction. So if you have any kind of lawsuit or stuff, you'd want to make sure you look at the cross the T's and dot the I's. And so, and what I'm seeing is that your the going backwards, I immediately got pulled to the back of the I see the heart chakra over the last 3 to 4 years has symbolically split in 5 different levels, and that's associated with the 5 different dimensions. And so when I get pulled into the back of you, so that represents the past to me, then also it has like past life, parallel life connection here, and I go down to the bottom level of it, of the heart. So just think of a heart like in a Valentine's box and go down to the bottom that has that point part. When I'm looking into that energy, it has all to that part of the energy of the heart has to do with unconditional love of self. So think of you holding like a... Are you familiar with what a collada ring is?
No.
There's Irish wedding bands where they have...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So think of that what you want to visualize is that heart, as far as like those hands holding the heart. So in the wedding bands, when you're single, you have it where the hands go out, and when you're married, you have the hands going in, that your heart is taken in, okay? And so this is what we all want to do. We all want to visualize. We're holding the bottom of our heart, and especially that bottom part in is that you're really working. And again, a lot of this has to do with past and even past life vows, past life conditioning is what I'm hearing that has to do with unconditional love of self. So it's like rewiring, remembering of what it means to love unconditionally. And a lot of us, this is what we're all doing, is waking up to what does it mean but what Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, everyone said, love unconditional. What is unconditional love? And this is what I'm seeing that we're remembering, especially as we get out of September, what it is to love unconditionally. And the first place we got to do is unconditional love ourselves. And so I'm seeing that you're getting rid of residual energy, and especially because you're so very sensitive and intuitive and empathic in the way you're holding it and feeling it on the bottom of the heart, it would feel like, again, like your, think of your heart as energetically, symbolically pulling you back, right? And so
right.
What we're doing is and there has a part that puts a shadow over the top of this third chakra, and that third chakra is sense of self, self-esteem, see the subconscious. And so what we're doing is, and it actually looks like a, think of a water balloon that has, it's stretched out, and so it loses its elasticity, and it also has a salmon color to it. And so we're removing that, of course, with your permission. And actually, your heart just said, ah, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Uh-huh. And the water balloon has to do with, because it was lying on the emotional body. And so as we remove it, and it's actually turned very, very yellow, and your butt and your energy just, after it said, ah, it started going click, 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 click. And when I hear, like, clicking, it's like your energy repatterning. And so part of this, again, is a past life component, and also because you're so empathic, you're picking up on a lot of shifts with the earth and the earth grid shifting. And so, and this has to do with real ancient past lives, as far as including floods and great floods and Lemurian times and Atlantean times. So really, go into the space of doing heart exercise, as far as getting into that heart, running, if it, visualize yourself as Anne, as a small individual, that show, it was a long time ago, where the guy went in his body and he saw it like it was in a ship. Who was it? Like Don Wrinkle, Don Knotts, David. Do you remember that show in the?
Oh right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So visualize that. This is an invitation for all of us to really start getting to know our bodies, because what I was amazed at when I heard the council say 3 weeks ago to 4 weeks ago that. That there's a very small percentage of us on the earth that are really truly grounded in our body. And so that wasn't bad news. It was like, I was just shocked that it was just like 5%. And so what it was information for us to trauma, and defense mechanisms that we have learned as a wounded child has created us opportunities to go up and out of our body. So this is awareness is empowerment. So we're saying, oh, okay, when it comes to the physical body, a lot of us has shut down, or closed off, or feel disconnected from the physical bodies. And so, and also we're releasing residual energy that has to do with, that 2,000 years that there's like the, Christianity thing that, and it's not fashion anything, but has a, there's like the lowly body and then the higher Holy Spirit. We're embodying the Holy Spirit in this physical body that's a temple and not like something that to be disconnected with. And so that's in the like global consciousness, and you're very connected to, like the earth grids, the changes that are happening. And so this is where when we, we're taking the energy off, and I saw a lot of yellow going in, and I'm also, we're putting the energy into the top of the, actually it's interesting because I just saw you standing on top of your third chakra, and you're spinning like a ballerina, and you're going clockwise, counterclockwise, and you're like on a point shoe, like point shoes standing up there,
yeah.
And you're just spinning and spinning and spinning, and you look really happy but serious but happy, and there's like you just winked at me with your right eye, so it's like being the ballet has such, you know, structure and form and beauty, but this is also where you're bringing that lightness. And so going back into looking at that heart, really looking at the inside out, and also I'm saying to everybody, let's all go looking at our organs, especially when we are taking a shower, and visualize that, bringing that love into it. And I also see the Vesica Pisces, and that's two circles that overlap in the center. So it's like think of it, turns into, it looks like an eye with that. As far, if you don't know the image, look it up. And so, and it's like the overlapping circles are just like one third of the circles are overlapping. We're stepping out of that overlapping circles. It creates a stage. It's a new Holy Trinity. So if, again, you drew yourself over that, it'd be, the circles would be us having angel wings. So it's, we're really stepping into our grids. We're activating our grids, which is part of our energy field. And so you're really going to feel this release because I'm seeing your, actually it's funny, your hair just went on end, like, holy smokes, I'm in my body. And so you went like Lucille Ball, and it's like your hair just went right up, and it's totally red. I'd also, red on end, like Lucille Ball. So, and you're in the right side is remembering, like humor, and I'm literally seeing Lucille Ball coming in with you, and so into remembering to laugh. Oh, Lucy, Lucy, and so bringing in the goddess Maeve is in. She comes in, and she's a goddess that, look, you can look under the goddess Maeve. She comes in with humor. She comes in with connection and also connecting to the earth and also going, again, into the heart chakra and then go visit the whole of our bodies. This is what the council is saying we all should do, especially over this weekend, and look at it as the beautiful crystalline temple that we chose, and we are pouring ourselves into ourselves. And as we do this, it's absolutely going to help you not only
feel forward. Carrie and Ann, we're actually at the end of our show.
All righty, and keep up the good work, and let those wings fly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Great reading.
You're welcome, Ann.
Thanks. And, folks, if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201, and please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Tuesday evening from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Talk Radio for another hour of The Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.